Hello, and welcome to 90 Second News, issue 126. Today is Tuesday, March 9th. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another great Tuesday. Thanks for spending your morning with us. Frequent Loaner Program. In an attempt to stave off the ill effects of the pandemic on the air industry, American Airlines got creative yesterday when they announced that they would be raising $7.5 billion, backed partially by its frequent flyer program. Of that $7.5 billion, $5 billion would be issued in notes, while the remaining $2.5 billion will be backed by the American Airlines Advantage, its loyalty program. They're able to do this largely thanks to the stable cash flow provided by the success of the program. Every time a consumer uses their branded credit card, they get a small cut of the purchase. A royally revealing interview. On Sunday night, more than 17.1 million people tuned into Oprah's interview with Prince Harry and Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle on CBS, making it the second most watched event on TV in the last year, behind only the Super Bowl. During the interview, Markle revealed that she had been suicidal, but hadn't been able to seek help due to fears about the appearance of the institution. The two also revealed that there had been concerns about the baby's skin tone being too dark to be in line for the throne. Game on! More than a month after the initial surge in the stock prices, GameStop flew back up to a high of $203 yesterday before ending up 41% on the day at $194.50 per share. This move came after the company announced that it had tapped Chewy Inc. co-founder to lead a committee focused on identifying actions that can transform GameStop into a technology business and help create enduring value for stockholders. Digital limited edition tacos? Yesterday, Taco Bell announced in a tweet that they would be selling a series of limited edition NFTs on Rarible, with the proceeds going towards their Taco Bell Foundation. The GIF above, which was aptly named Ever Crunching Tacos, was only released in a series of five, and one of the GIFs sold for 5 Ethereum, roughly $8,500. When can we return to normal life? Yesterday, the CDC released interim recommendations for those who have already been vaccinated, and the guidance is promising for a return to normal life once the vaccine rollout is mostly there. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.